Odds makers favor Kamala Harris over Joe Biden in 2024 presidential race. By Kyle Morris on April 16, 2021. Odds makers have selected Vice President Kamala Harris as the frontrunner in the 2024 U.S. presidential race, beating out Joe Biden, who is in his first term as president. According to the online betting site U.S. Bookies, Harris, who previously served as a U.S. Senator for California, leads with 7/2 probability, 22.2%, just ahead of Biden, who has a 9/2 probability, 18.2%. A spokesperson for U.S. Bookies said, "While it's fairly early in the campaign trail, the current 2024 presidential odds suggest a historic election may be on the horizon. With a Democratic favorite and the Republican second favorite both being women, there's a decent chance that America will see its first presidential election featuring two female candidates to be the Democrat nominee for president." Specifically, Harris holds a favorability rating of 7/4, while Biden trails with a 9/4 rating. Also outlined in the odds were Republican favorability, which gave former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley a slight disadvantage over former President Donald Trump, 11/2 to his 10/3, in serving as the Republican nominee for president. Other Republicans who have high probability ratings to serve as the Republican nominee, but not win the election, include Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, 6/1, and former Vice President Mike Pence, 9/1. Overall, oddsmakers gave Harris the nod for the best chances of winning the 2024 presidential race with a 7/2 probability rating. Trailing behind Harris are Biden, 9/2, Trump, 11/2, and Haley, 11/1. Last month, Biden told reporters that his plan is to run for re-election. "That's my expectation." Earlier this week, Haley also stated that she will not run for president should Trump decide to do so. "I would not run if President Trump ran, and I would talk to him about it," Haley said. "That's something we'll have a conversation about at some point, if that decision is something that has to be made." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.